to earth,
show us
to
the way.
Show the way.
From the earth,
from the earth to the cross
that you
my
made.
Death,
from the cross,
from the cross to the grave.
To the grave.
From the grave.
Minding my own business.
and just going through life. And this man of God, Reverend Kirk, saw me in the community and asked if I would come and watch this group of Africans at Mount Zion, our sister church. Out of respect for Pastor Kirk, I showed up, and sure enough, they all look like me, and they talk like me. I say, wow, where are these people from? And bless God, I sat quietly. I didn't want to mess with their show, but the Lord impressed upon me three things which I want to share with you briefly. Number one, I watched the way that these young people are praising God. And it dawned on me that the little children in my church, this church, can learn from them. There are some things you can teach people, but there are some things that people ought to see with their own eyes. So I'm going to ask all of you children, please pay attention. This is for you. Our children here, they can sing. They are very good with harmony and contemporary and all that. But when it comes to really worshiping God from their heart, when it comes to really worshiping God with energy and passion, honestly, I don't see it in this community. So it's an opportunity for all of us to see how the people in Africa worship God. Another reason why I brought them here, ladies and gentlemen, is to be a blessing to those kids. I heard their testimonies. Many of them, their parents are killed. Many of them, they grew up with little or nothing. And it touched my heart that to whom much is given, much is required. So by permission of the Holy Spirit, at some point, their host will invite you to give. Our church, I have in my pocket here, we're going to be giving them $1,000. That because we believe in what you're doing. So, and I encourage all of you, it's good ground. If it were not good ground, you know Pastor Josh, I won't bring them here. They can talk Africa all they want. That don't impress me. But it's an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody. And another reason why I'm asking them to come is because it's just a good time for all of us to come together to fellowship. Are you happy you are here this evening? Amen. So I'm grateful to all the leaders of this church. I didn't do anything. We are blessed in this church with so many staff. We have 20 people on our payroll. This is a very big operation. And we have all kinds of volunteers. All I did is just make a phone call. One single call and activate all the people. So everything you hear there, don't thank me. I don't do much of anything. I just empower the people of God. And I want you to join me to say thank you to all of our deacons and deaconesses and ministry leaders, church staff, for making things happen. Amen. Now I'm going to invite Pastor Morris. Will you please come forward? It's all yours. So do whatever the Lord leads you to do. Let's celebrate.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Well, I don't sing. I definitely don't dance. But I have fallen in love with a group of people. My wife and I have had the privilege of traveling to several different nations and ministering the gospel in several different nations. And I don't believe I've ever been touched by any group like I've been touched by this group from Uganda. They will touch their lives tonight. It has every time this word is pronounced, Baraka, it's prophesied over their life that is what they are. This is the Hebrew word for blessing. And that's exactly what you're going to experience tonight. You're going to be blessed by these young people tonight. You're going to be blessed by their testimonies. Grab somebody's shirt sleeve because you're going to need something to wipe your nose on. Amen. To get blessed tonight. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I'm not sure if he said I'm going to invite you to give or I'm going to fight you to give. I'm misunderstood. I'm not sure which he said, but I'm not going to fight you tonight. We'll let the Lord do the fighting. But I do invite you between now and that time to listen to the Holy Spirit, what he has to say to you. And as Pastor said tonight, this is good ground. Amen. This is good ground. Not only are you going to touch 18 kids tonight, 18 people in this group, but you're going to touch a nation. This Pastor Paul is ministering to 5,000 children a week. There's 100 children, between 80 and 100 children in the orphanage. This is Hope Restored Tour. That's what they've called this tour. They will be in the States until November. And the purpose is to raise money to finish that building. This is the new orphanage, and they'll tell you about that. But I invite you tonight to partner with this ministry, with this pastor who's literally touching a nation. He's got a pastor's network of over 1,000 pastors in Uganda and Kenya and many other African nations. And so tonight when you give, you're not just touching the lives of these 18 people on this platform. You're going to literally touch a nation tonight. You're going to touch a continent of Africa tonight. I believe Pastor mentioned that he went and saw these people and they looked just like him. They were African. My wife and I are just about African as you can get. I'm just a white African. But I love Africa. My wife has always loved Africa. I gained my love from her, and we love the African people. I told one of the churches the other night, I'm about as limber as a 2x4, but other than that, I'm African. Amen. And of course, my color. So thank you tonight for having us here. And I thank you so much for, in a minute's notice, coming out tonight to support these young people. Pastor, thank you. And I want to ask New Life, a few of my people came with us, would you put your hands together for Joshua and all of this congregation? Thank you. God bless you. And I want to introduce you. I don't even know where they're at right now, but Baraka Children's Choir, we come to the platform.
Hello, everyone. This is Baraka Children's Choir from Uganda. My name is Abe. Joseph.
Mercy.
Aria.
Sarah.
Prisca.
Fiona.
Jessica.
Lydia.
Rachel.
Alan.
Jeremiah.
From Uganda in Africa. Thank you for hosting us. God bless you.
We have come to worship.
Hello. My name is Joseph. I'm 15 years old. I'm the firstborn of the 5 children. Life has been very hard since our mom left us. And before she left us, our father would often come home drunk, beating her, neglecting us, and many times he didn't provide food for us after she ran away. Things got even worse when our father would disappear home for days, leaving us with no food or care. As the oldest, I had to take care of my young brothers. We begged for food, but it wasn't enough for us. We became sick and weak. Jiggers painfully infested our hands, feet, and elbows. And our home was falling apart with holes in the walls that let in rain, soaking our beddings. One day, a Baraka teacher passed at our home. He found us crying because we hadn't eaten anything. He went and told Baraka about us. After we were rescued, Baraka brought us to the safe place, gave us food, and sent us to school again. Now, I'm safe, cared for, full of hope. I love reading, listening to music, and playing soccer. When I grow up, I want to become a doctor. So that I can help others, just as Baraka helped me. To achieve this dream, I need your support. Your sponsorship can change a child's life just like me. Thank you for listening.
Hi. Thank you for coming. Our next song is Because He Lives. When you see us cry, we don't cry because of pain, but because of the joy of the Lord. Yeah.
Because he lives, I confess tomorrow. Because he lives. that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hello everyone, my name is Abby. I'm here to tell my testimony. I come from an extended of 10 children, all of whom are orphans. I lost my father when I was 3 years old, leaving us in care of our mother, who had no source of income. She took on petty jobs to provide for us food, but it was never enough because of her health was constantly weakened by different illnesses. As she is living with HIV, this made it impossible for her to reach out our needs, such as food, clothing, and medical care. I thank God that I was born without HIV virus. When I was about to lose hope, my mother heard about Baraka. Baraka now takes care of all my needs, which had restored my hope. Of their sponsorship, I dream of becoming a civil engineer. My hobbies are dancing, drumming, and playing soccer. Your sponsorship will not only change my life, but positively impact other children's life back at home. Thank you for listening.
And our next song is Mimi Siachi. It is in Swahili language, and it means we shall never leave the word of God. Thank you.
Upendo wa Bwana, mimi siachi. Ukweli wa Bwana. mama, Yahweh, mama na yo.
Kunanga azamola kisi zambe moninga kunanga
eyawe eyawe kumama eyawe eyawe kumama nayo
yesa zese ngwe azayendikia kunanga azamo bikisi yesa chimelo kunanga Laza papa kunanga, yesa za bolingo, yesa za libanga nanga.
My name is Aria. I'm 11 years old. I'm the second youngest in the family of 7 children, 5 boys and 2 girls. When I was 5, my father passed away. After that, he left us with a mother who was just present and couldn't take care of all 7 children. Life became so hard. Leaving us with nothing. Our uncles decided to take some of the littles we had. I watched my mother as she struggled. I wanted to help, but I would not help. One day, my mother heard of Barak Child Care. She brought me over. They welcomed me with open arms. Now, I'm safe, cared for, and when I grow up, I want to become a medical doctor so that I can help others. Just as Barak helped me. To achieve this dream, I need your support. Your sponsorship can change a child's life just like me. Thank you.
Who can feel my pain? All see my cry. My joy was wiped away. All I see is blank. In search for genuine loving arms, or instead of a smile, as me. I did not do any wrong. All I need is a breath of love. We are counted worthless a number of times. Name it, rejected, abandoned and molested.
How many of us on the street? How about those of us, victims of war? Oh, heaven break rule and stop this crime.
Countless are the illness that affect us. With limited access to proper medical care, lo, the public shame we endure. On empty stomachs we go to bed. Tick tack, we long for the morning. Hallelujah! Hooray!
None of us has ever desired to lose a parent. In one way or the other, we all go through this. When you support an orphan, you've protected, guided, taught, inspired. Hello? Such a generation you can be confident of. Hello? We are like any other children. Mama,
why did you leave? Tunaweza, nishike.
child needs love.
Hi. My name is Lydia. Hi. And I'm here to share my testimony. I come from a large polygamous family where I'm the fifth born. When I was 3 months old, tragedy struck. The house I was sleeping in caught fire. I lost my left arm, and I was left with a permanent scar on my forehead. Pain did stop there. Many people advised my dad that I wasn't worth his effort, believing I would not survive. But by the grace of God, I survived. I didn't get a chance to know much about my mom. She died when I was 2 years old. Life without my mom, it became difficult and unbearable. Due to her death, I started living with my grandparents. But though with their love, my grandparents were elderly, and they couldn't provide for me with everything I needed. People gave me cruel nicknames and treated me harshly just because of my disability. It felt like hope was slipping away. Then Baraka stepped in. Baraka didn't see my disability, but he saw my potential. They welcomed me with love, treated me as their own, and gave me opportunities I never thought possible. Because of Baraka, I was able to go back to school to pursue my dream. And my dream is to become a successful business person. But I wouldn't be here without hope. There are so many girls like me, girls who have faced a lot of challenges, just waiting for someone to believe in them. Your sponsorship can transform lives, providing hope for people just like me. Thank you for making a difference. And our next song is Mulindi, which means our God is the God who watches over us. Thank you.
Alinda kusinga balindi Yeza wa Yesu linda we witagwa mulindi Mukumi Yesu kuma akuma kuma kusinga bakumi Yeza wa Yesu kuma we witagwa mukumi. Sulina, we witako mulindi, mukumbi Yesu kuma.
moso wehuza muri ni Yesu
muri ni Yesu
ni boti na dunga muri ni Yesu
muri ni Yesu
masoko masiriwa muri ni Yesu
muri ni Yesu
ni dudu na funa muri ni Yesu
muri ni Yesu
muri
ni
uwo
iya
is baby Victorious Kisa. Victorious was born with a complication on her heart, and this made her live a very painful life of her early days on earth. Each time she cried, even when someone was near, you would feel the pain that she would be going through. We appreciate God for Baraka, that she was able to travel to India and had a successful heart surgery. She is now a very jolly girl. She's very happy, very healthy, very playful, and very strong. It doesn't matter your condition. The Lord is faithful. He will see you through it. Even where others have failed, the Lord can see you through. Just look unto Him and He will do great things in your life. Just like Victorious, when hope seemed to be gone, yet the Lord came up for her. We thank God for that. This is Alan. Was born in the rural village of Namaingo district on the shores of Lake Victoria in eastern Uganda. Born with high-sprung disease, a serious condition that affects the intestines, Alan's life was immediately at risk. Alan's condition went undiagnosed and untreated for years, causing him constant pain. When Alan was just 7 months old, he lost his father, and his mother was left alone struggling to care for him while battling HIV. The mother believed that Alan's persistent swelling and pain were signs of a curse or witchcraft. It wasn't until Alan was 10 years old, severely weakened by his untreated condition, that Baraka Child Care discovered him. With the support from our friends, Baraka facilitated multiple life-saving surgeries for Alan.
Alan got this condition when he was still in his mother's womb. We had to remove and pull out the colon. When we pulled out the colon, we had to check for areas where peristaltic movement stopped. So that area was cut.
Today, Alan's story is one of hope. His strength has been restored. He is in school and now thrives in the community. He actively participates in Baraka Children's Choir and even helps on the media team at Call to Prayer. His life is a testament to what support, compassion, and faith can accomplish. Your support is critical for children like Alan. Many of the children we serve at Baraka need urgent and specialized medical care that rural Ugandan villages simply cannot provide. Your generosity ensures they get the attention they need to lead healthy, fulfilling lives.
Thank you, Baraka.
Welcome to Baraka Child Care, where we care for orphaned and vulnerable children in Busamaga, Sironko District and beyond. Founded by Pastor Paul Gidudu, our Ugandan Indigenous Christian organization serves both the spiritual and the physical needs of over 5,000 children. Through our educational programs, healthcare services, feeding initiatives, recreation activities, and Sunday services, we are committed to rewriting the stories of these children, restoring hope, and providing much-needed love and support. We believe all children are equal, yet conditions like poverty and the loss of a parent can redefine their lives. Through education, we break the cycle of poverty, rescuing children from child labor, early marriages, child trafficking, starvation, and injustice. We believe in providing quality education to secure a brighter future for our children. Through sponsorship, we empower them to become Uganda's future leaders. For 7 years, we've operated as an orphanage. Now, due to new strict regulations, we must convert to a boarding school to continue our life-changing work. We need to improve our structures, renovate facilities, and secure proper staffing to meet government standards. This will also help us provide quality education for children in our program, a service that we currently are unable to access in the community where we are. Join us in this mission. Your prayers and support can help us continue changing lives. Together we rewrite stories and bring hope to thousands of children. Baraka Child Care, where every child matters. Pray and help us continue this life-changing work. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having us. And we are so privileged to be in this place. We cannot express the joy that we have for the opportunity a platform like this for us to share our stories and for people to just sit down and listen to us share our stories. We are so grateful and we can't pay you for that. The Lord reward you for that. So we are Baraka Child Care. It's an organization that takes care of orphaned and vulnerable children in Uganda. And we come from the eastern part of Uganda. For those who do not know where Uganda is in Africa. And Uganda is located in eastern part of Africa, and we are in eastern Uganda. So we are in the east of the east. And we thank God that God enabled us to travel to this country. It takes just about only 19 hours to be here. But it's a miracle because in Uganda, for someone to travel out of the country, it's the greatest thing they can ever share that they traveled out of the country. So these kids, some of them are orphaned and others are vulnerable children. Just like Joseph shared his story, he became the head of their household when he was not yet even 10 years old. So we picked him with his brothers, three of the brothers, and took them in. Then we have stories like the one of Alan. By the way, we have Alan here. Alan. Yeah, we have Alan, the guy that was shown on the screen in the video. This is Alan. And then Mercy. Mercy, where are you? So we have several of those stories. Each of us could not share our stories because of time. But children who are born differently, just like Mercy in Africa, they are treated in a very different manner. In some households, they are kept in the back. They are not supposed to be shown to the public. They are kept indoors, and no one is supposed to see them. And for Mercy's story, when she was born, her uncle wanted to throw her in a pit latrine, because in Africa, we don't have toilets. We don't have the privilege of running water everywhere. So they dig a pit in the ground, and then it's so long that it's used by several members for a long period of time. So that's where her uncle wanted to throw her, just because she was born different. But we at Baraka pick on kids just like her and give them an opportunity. And that's why we have Mercy with us. She is just representing the ones that we left back because we couldn't carry everyone. So like it was spoken earlier, we have been operating as a childcare organization, but because of the very tight, strict rules currently in Uganda, we are now looking at changing to become a boarding school, because in Uganda, children spend more time in school than they spend at home. So when we have a boarding school, we will still have these kids with us under the school. And so that's why we are moving to different places, sharing our story. And our building is just right there, the one we've been working on. It's 80% complete, and we are just looking at 20% and believing God that he will perform a miracle, because each day for us at Baraka is a miracle. There are times when we go to sleep and we don't know what people will eat the following day. But miraculously, we've seen God providing, and we believe that he will provide. And also on this tour, we are looking for people who can partner with us to see our children through school. And you can reach out on the table out there. There are some forms if you're interested in partnering with us to see the children through school. We have a monthly donation of $50 for a child just like Mercy, and the ones who are younger, $50 per month. But in case you're not in position to make the $50, whatever contribution you're able to make, it makes a difference. And also we have those who are now going to college, like Lydia, who was standing here and gave her story. For them, for the adult ones who are in college, those require $3,000 for the whole year, because they have two semesters. Each semester is 4 months, so each semester is about $1,500. Thank you very much for having us in this place, and we'll be right at the back, and you can get more information from there. We are going to do our last item, and that is a traditional dance from Eastern Uganda. So I'll call upon the team to come and showcase that traditional dance. It's a ceremonial dance that we have back in Uganda, Eastern Uganda. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope and pray that you have been blessed this evening. Do I have an amen for that? Young people, we are grateful for your presence. I don't want us to leave tonight without being a blessing to these children. I believe with all my heart there are three things. I think in threes a lot. I don't know why. And one thing I'm believing God for is that all of our children all over the parish would learn to praise God freely. That is, if we don't get anything else from tonight, can you imagine if every churches in Central Louisiana can harness the energy and the anointing in our young people to freely praise God? That is one thing that I'm believing God for. Amen. Can I have an amen for that? And Barack children, one reason I also invited you all here, I hear your testimony and I hear your goal. You see that man right there in the middle? He's an African like you. His name is Victor Moji. He is from South Africa. He's one of you. If God can help him, God will help you also. One of the reasons that I invited you here is to see what God has done for a fellow African like you. I've been pastoring this church for 28 years. My story is your story. I came only at the age of 19. If God can do it for me, you can be that engineer. You can be that doctor. You can be anything you want to be. Just make sure you include Jesus. Because without God, we can do absolutely nothing. And I want us to be open to support them this evening. I'm grateful to all of our staff. I have to admit, I did one thing in this service. I'm very transparent. I used my text phone and text the sound people. I said, your music, you're playing like America. Turn it up. And if you notice, all of a sudden, I'm believing God for every black church in this community. There ought to be life in our worship services. We are praising God too quiet. Amen. Thank God for the Europeans, but that's not you. Your background is full of singing, full of joy, full of energy. You see them playing. In America, we use metronome to keep up with time. Africans, they don't need that. It's in their blood. They can keep the beat. It's natural. And we all are from the same continent. So I'm believing God, every church that is represented here, go to your church. Let Jesus come alive. We don't need to be dragging our worship. God is an awesome God. Do I have an amen?
Amen.
All right, I'm going to invite our worship team, wherever you are, come back on stage. It's time to give. I'm believing God that tonight we will raise $2,000 for these young people. Do I have an amen?
Amen?
I see my president here. God bless you, sir. Reverend Lott is the president of our association. The ushers are here. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. This is good ground to be a blessing. This church started with $1,000. I'm trusting the rest of us to come up with another 1,000. Amen. And God will reward you. Feel free to come forward. Choir, feel, sing whatever the Lord put in your heart. Sister Gail, it's giving time. Father, I thank you for every offering. I thank you for every giver in the house. Lord, I pray that you will bless this offering. I'm believing God for a thousandfold return for every giver. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. It's not been conceived in the hearts of men. What God has in store for everyone that loves him. And as long as you do it to one of these, you've done it for him. Let's give. May God increase you more and more. God bless you.
Joy of the Lord. Anybody trading your sickness? Come on, say, and I'm trading.
Before we go, we want to open the door of the church to somebody who may want to receive the Lord Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. The whole purpose of singing, dancing, is all about Jesus. Am I right about it? We don't want to assume that everyone knows the Lord. Can I get all the pastors to come and stand in front of me? And my president, will you please come and pray for the Barak children and everybody else? Look at all these pastors that has come to support these young people. Pastor Morris, I want you to have the final word. God bless you, Pastor. Look at all, these are leaders in the community. They have come to show their love for them. And my boss is this man here. He is the president of our association. And you will have the final word, man of God. And after your comment, the buck stops here. He's going to pray for all those children. Barak children, I want you all to come forward. Amen. Give them a hand. Amen. And I want to be totally transparent. We are my staff. I want to tell me how much we raise. I want you to know you receive not because you never ask. So in this church, Brother Morris, this is a $2 million every year operation. Money is not our problem. This is a blessed ministry. So I told them to raise $2,000. I want to see if they are faithful. Somebody call, thank you, Brother Deacon. Tell them to tell me the total. Now hurry up. Amen. Thank God for Deacon's ministry. If I have to run up there, I have to be too slow, you know. But we celebrate all these great children. This pastor will pray on you. They are leaders. They are anointed and appointed for this season. And I'm believing God that God will grant you the desires of your heart. Amen. Thank you for serving the Lord. Thank you for sharing your testimony. And thank you for your faithfulness. Pastor Jim, glad to see you, man of God. We appreciate you. Amen. All these pastors, I'm telling you, this is what heaven is going to look like. All right, help yourself, amen. Pastor. This is their hopes. Pastor Morris. I know you look like me, but...
Amen. Well, it's been an honor for us to be here tonight. The longer it takes, Pastor, that's the more money they have to count. So we pray it takes a long time back there. Amen. I want to tell you a couple other things about these young people. Where's Mercy? Mercy, in America, we call these children handicapped. This little girl's not handicapped. I've watched her in my living room floor with her school book spread out before her with her ink pen writing just like every other child. I've watched her feed herself at every meal. I've watched her pick up a coffee cup of hot tea and drink from it. There's no handicap in this child. Handicaps. But I believe that she can believe that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her.
That's right. That's right.
And I've watched her do it. This young lady right here, Rachel, precious, precious young lady. I woke up this morning and I left my house about 7:45 a.m. to come to Alexandria, and I got home about 11:30. And when I walked back in the door just shortly afterwards, this precious young lady, who is a seamstress, by the way, walked up to me and said, Pastor, I have something for you. Now, I didn't know she was making this. She didn't measure me before I left, probably because she didn't have a ruler long enough. to make its way around my waist. But she made this shirt. No patterns, no measurements, just talent. What does it take to meet the dream of a young person? Jeremiah. You know the old song, we've rewritten the old song. Jeremiah was a prophet. He's a good friend of mine. I never understood a word he said, but I helped him drink new wine. Amen. Jeremiah, Seth, where's Andrew? He done gotten into trouble some. There's Andrew over there. We got to watch Andrew. He gets into trouble all the time. Andrew, where's our other adult leader? No, our man. Is it just three men? Mike's the sound man back there. You know, yesterday I said, would y'all like to shoot a gun? They don't have guns in Uganda. These guys says, I have dreamed of touching a firearm. So I took them out of my yard and we shot about 60 or 70 rounds and they loved it. A dream, just to shoot a gun. These children have dreamed, they have dreamt of riding a bicycle. They spend the days in my yard on bicycles. It doesn't take a lot to meet the dream of a young person. As that song, you know another amazing thing about these children? They wrote those songs that you listen to. Not the originals, but those other ones. They wrote them. Every child needs love. Every child needs care. Every child needs hope. And you know where they're going to get it? From you. From you. It doesn't take a lot of money to fulfill the dream of a child. Just a bullet. Just a bicycle. Just a spool of thread. Amen. So no matter where you're at tonight, I thank you for giving, but I'm asking you that it doesn't stop there. I'm asking you tonight to partner with Baraka Child Care Center. This building, we need $150,000 to finish it. We started last Wednesday. I don't know what we've got tonight, but up through Sunday morning, we've raised $15,000 since last Wednesday.
Amen. Amen.
They're in the States until November. I'm going to host them again. If you're in this room and you're a pastor and you've not had an opportunity to host them, and even those who have, you let me know tonight, and you will be contacted when they come back. Amen. Thank you, Zion Hill. Thank you, Pastor Joshua. I don't know where he went. And his first lady. Thank you for hosting us tonight, for opening your home, your hearts, and your wallets to us.
Let us pray. God, our Father, we come now in that name of Jesus our Christ to say thank you so much for what you've already done. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Oh God, for your love that you shed abroad in our hearts. So much so, oh God, that you gave your Son for us to die so that we might have life eternal. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this Barak ministry. We thank you for Pastor Morrison, who's hosting these young people and championing them, oh God, in their hopes and dreams. And Lord, we thank you for this community. We thank you for this Zion Hill Church family. Pastor Darrell, who has opened our doors tonight, as well as other pastors and churches, Lord, to help fulfill the dreams of these young people. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We pray that you would answer our prayer. We know you will, because you said according to your word, whatever we ask in your name, believing we shall receive. And we are believing you now, Lord, for the increase. We believe in you to multiply our course, and that you would make this boarding school a reality for these young people, oh God. We thank you for their worship. We thank you for their spirit of worship. We thank you, oh God, for their performance here on tonight to share with us, oh God, how blessed we are that through their testimonies, oh God, of their life journey. And now, Lord, we pray your hand upon them. We pray your special endowment upon them. Let your Holy Spirit reign with them. Go with them and stand by them. Bless all of us that we might be a blessing to humanity. Lord, we say thank you tonight. Oh God, we know that you heareth us. Oh God, because we keep your commandments according to your word, and you promise that you would meet our every need, that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And we claim it now, even now, tonight, in the name of Jesus, our Christ, we do pray. And all the people of God said amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Do we have the numbers? Where are the counters? We are ready to go home. The reason why I want you to know this is just to know that God do provide. You receive not because you never ask. For everyone that asks, receive. And the Bible says, if you seek, you will find. If you ask, you will receive. And if you knock, the door will be open. So, can somebody check for us what? They must be counting a lot of money. That's a good thing. Amen. We are grateful to all of you from the community. Thank you, Dr. Francis. We are so glad to see all of you from the Life Church. All right, here comes the deacon. All right. Now, Brother Deacon, you don't need to tell me. Announce the figure.
We want to thank you for tonight for $5,155.
I need to stand. Amen, somebody. Thank you all so much. May God increase you more and more. Pastor Morris, please.
I want to tell you, where's Seth? Seth. I don't know where he's at. Seth, right here. Seth, what did I ask you to agree with me on for tonight's offering? Do you remember? Was it you or was it somebody else? I think it was you. I don't remember who it was, but I asked God for $5,000 tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.